Take social studies off the back burner with time-saving, easy-to-prep, and engaging resources at your fingertips. If you're a third through fifth grade educator who wants engaging and quality social studies resources all in one place, wants to maximize your time to prep and teach social studies, and you want social studies to be fun for your students, you might be a good candidate for the Smart and Simple Social Studies membership. This is something that I'm currently in the works of finalizing and putting the finishing touches on. You can get on the waitlist to be notified when the membership will be open. All you have to do is go to smartandsimplesocialstudies.com. Once you join the waitlist, you will be in the know on when the membership will be open next. This is the Social Studies Teacher Podcast, a show for busy elementary teachers looking for fun and engaging ways to easily add social studies into their classroom schedule without feeling overwhelmed or pressed for time. I'm Kirsten of the Southern Teach, an educator and mom who is passionate about all things social studies. I love sharing ideas and strategies that are low prep and easy to implement. So let's dive in together. Do you find yourself with some extra time in class during the day or week and you're not sure what to do with your students? You might resort to having them sit around the room and playing on their devices. Then the behavior tends to start increasing in the wrong direction. And maybe you want to put a twist on study hall time and make it more engaging for your students. So if you are thinking about these questions, enrichment time might be the perfect solution to all of the above, and I can't wait to explain this in this episode. All right, so in this episode, we're going to talk about what enrichment time is, how to start enrichment time with your students, and five steps to do so. Super short and sweet episode. I think it's really fun, and I encourage you to try this out. Enrichment time is basically when students are working on multiple subject areas and also where students can get extra assistance and intervention or extend their learning. This is a great way for any group of students from gifted and talented to those needing extra classroom intervention to be able to kind of have some extra assistance and enrichment, as the name suggests. Enrichment time is also really easy to implement, and it can be fun for the students to work at an independent and self-paced format. You can always make it paperless, or you can incorporate digital and printable activities and just do a combination of both. So I'm going to tell you some steps on how you can start enrichment time with your students. These steps are based on how I used it with my own students who were third graders at the time. I implemented this for one school year, and this is something that was at a completely school-wide level. Everybody had enrichment time, and we always had it at the same time, and it was about 45 minutes a day from 10 to 10:45. And the best part about it is that afterwards, we would go straight to specials. So I had a little break after this. All right, so step number one is to determine how often and when your students will have enrichment time. Decide if you've got an extra chunk of time where students could be doing something but aren't really kind of, you have, it's just extra fluff time. And for me, students in my class had 45 minutes daily of enrichment time. So you can do between 30 minutes to a whole hour. Step number two is to make a menu of activities each month depending on the subject that you teach. Make it applicable to what your students are learning in your classroom or what they have already learned. I feel like it's a lot easier to just reinforce what they've been learning and kind of do it as like a spiral review type of thing where by this point in time, if you're listening to this in real time, they've already learned a lot of the concepts and standards that you're supposed to be teaching in social studies or ELA. And really what you can do is kind of have maybe some activities that you did in August and September, or concepts taught in August and September, and just kind of recycle it in and just come up with something new and different. Maybe some type of map skills activity or regions of the United States activity, and just kind of relating to that. This is something that I did when I was self-contained. So all subjects we had: social studies, science, math, reading, and ELA. And so I did all of the above. I'll talk a little bit more about like the actual activities, but some examples I had was a response menu where they're reading a fiction book of their choice in their book bag or from the library or online using Epic. And they had to answer 3 reading menu questions in the reader's notebook. Another option they had was going on to Education Galaxy, but you can always have them go on to any type of application that might be included in your district. There was one where they're going to Brain Pop Junior, and this was more kind of like a social studies activity. They were watching a specific video, and this specific one was for local and state governments, and then they're working on the assigned activities that were in the application. One of them was going into My On News. They had to pick an article and fill out a My On News report that I created. One was a matter poster. So they're creating a poster teaching others about solids, liquids, and gases, and then roll a story. This was just a quick, like, roll the dice 4 times and write a funny story in their writer's notebook. So you can kind of tell I taught all subjects. For this particular one, there were 6 activities on the menu, and I only changed it every month. So a lot of the activities were varied each month, and it really didn't take them a lot of time to do some of them, and I would rotate them out. So the reading response menu, they didn't have to answer the same 3 reading menu questions. There would always be other ones that they could answer on another day. So it varied. The different activities varied, and the different menu items varied. And of course, there was the different books that they could read on Epic and the different activities they could do on Education Galaxy. And so it made it really easy to swap out certain activities, but also keeping it very consistent. Step number 3, make it independent. Students should be able to complete the activities independently when or if they are not meeting with you. So this is why I really think it should be a review of concepts that they've already learned, because it's a lot more easier to be independent. More than likely, they're going to understand the content and they're just kind of doing some type of extension activity to go along with the content that they've already learned. And this could be really great. You can do something. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. You can do something related to a holiday or a cultural celebration or government, the 3 branches of government. There's a lot of different ways you can go about making it really independent and giving them that autonomy. Step number 4, incorporate must do and may do activities. So this was also key. Provide students with activities that students must complete first before they move on to an option of their choice, because we know that student choice is key. But at the same time, we don't want them to be on one menu item the whole time all year. I think a lot of the students, if they had their choice, they would be on Epic the whole time, or Education Galaxy the whole time. And of course, in order to alleviate that, at one point we did prioritize, okay, I want you to make sure you complete these 3 items before you get on another item, or focus on 2 for the day. And you get to pick which 2, but then the next day we're going to pick another 2 from the menu that you did not do already. And you can even have some type of menu tracker where they're tracking which activities they've already been to and how, you know, if you don't want them to repeat it in a certain amount of time, or repeat for the week, no repeats for the week, if you want to do something like that, that's always a great way to kind of give them the choice without having them just go on the laptop the whole time and go to the same app. Just giving them that ability to travel around and do all of the different activities on the menu that you have. The last step is to utilize a tracker. Try to encourage your students to complete all activities on the menu for the month. And this was also mentioned previously in the last step. And you can also make some menu activities as a grade. So that's a great way to encourage students to make sure they're doing the activities is to assign one or two or three of them as a grade where they have to complete it and it is scored. Once students have had time to utilize the menu with minimal assistance, this is also a great time to pull students in for extra intervention or extra extension groups, reading groups, small groups, if you want to add that in after you feel like they are able to do these independently and they know what to expect. The best part about enrichment time is that it's flexible and it can be tailored to what best works for you and your students. You should definitely give enrichment time a try and let me know if you try some variation for it. Now, if you go to my blog and you go to this description of this episode, you can actually grab my enrichment time template and menu ideas for free. Now, this is just for 1 month that I have, but it's the actual template that I have of what I utilized, and it happens to be the month of October, but you would have to change it out to March or whenever you're listening to this. But you can still use these ideas here that I have in the examples I mentioned, and you can change it up and change up the clip art. It's all editable. It's just a quick template that I created through Google Slides. So it's super easy to utilize. Hopefully this episode was useful to you and you try enrichment time or you save it in your back pocket for the next school year. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thanks for listening to the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can also find me on Instagram at The Southern Teach. I can't wait for you to join me in the next episode for more teacher tips and strategies. Something's a-brewing at The Southern Teach TPT store. If you have not heard already, I'm in the works of creating a year-long social studies curriculum for communities, Texas history, and U.S. history. The guided Smart and Simple social studies curriculum is daily lessons and activities that are bite-sized and can easily be implemented in 30 to 45 minutes. It's TEKS-aligned for all you Texas teachers, but it's still flexible enough to use in any order or with any state curriculum. And each social studies unit has everything you need to simply teach social studies. Easy-to-follow lesson plans, guided notes, practice activities, exit tickets, and so much more. It's everything you need to implement engaging social studies lessons that students love and teachers enjoy, because it's so comprehensive and super easy to prep. Right now, you can purchase any of the bundles for 20% off. If you're interested, you can head over to my TPT store. The link is in the description, and my name is The Southern Teach.